You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
The temperature's rising outside, but you can stay cool and comfortable inside with Blinds.com. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Save up to 50%, plus get a free professional measure. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's Mike Shope and the Bulldog.
If you wrap foil around that, just like the little bit of the base part of the banana where the fruit is, wrap foil around that top and they will last longer.
You know, I'm something of a scientist myself.
Who needs your bananas to last longer, though?
Look, I don't want to go to the store every other day for bananas.
They're 8 cents each.
What the hell are you talking about? What is going on?
You're going to wrap them in foil?
They're better when they're just a little green. Yeah.
It's Mike Shope and the Bulldog.
Too much work.
Not that much trouble, Rich.
Too much work.
Says the guy that's got a spreadsheet with 3,000 fantasy teams.
On WGR, Sports Radio 550.
Welcome back. It is July 1, free agency in hockey. Canada Day, Bulldog's birthday. To different extents, we're celebrating all of these things in studio, the Just Called Jed Studios today, by the way. Glad to have you with us, even including those of you who watch the stream on Twitch and YouTube. Thanks for that. With us now on the Western Hotline is Rob Ray, who goes back, Bulldog, I mean, a long time with you. I thought it'd be great to talk to Rob today, considering everything that's happening. Rob?
Good Lord, we do.
Thank you.
What Hall of Fame is next for you, by the way? You're just,
I don't know, guys. 2025 must be a really slow year out there, so they're just trying to fill holes.
Buffalo broadcasters.
Right, right. On the heels of the Sabres honor from this past January as well. So, we go way back. I was interning, I think, when I met you.
Yeah, we used to do those remote shows at different places, and that went on for a few years. It was good. We always had fun. You're one of the few people that I think really can relate to me and understand me.
Well, I take that as a very high compliment.
No, you should, because there's not many people out there that can.
Bulldog gets you, Rob, you're saying. He gets you.
Yeah, and like I said, my family doesn't even get me sometimes.
Yeah. Well, I sat and watched you sign every autograph for every kid countless times, hours past your, you know, arranged time for the hour for our show. And I'm going to tell you this, like, not that I'm, I would never put myself on a par with you from a popularity standpoint, but I took notes from you, like how you treated people. I learned a lot sitting next to you. You might not have thought that I was taking notes, but I was taking notes.
And I think that's smart. I think you learn from your elders a little bit, and I learned from other guys and family, and so you pass those traits on, dog. And it's good that, you know, you're open enough and not too proud that you can't learn along the way. So that was good.
Elders? Rob, I'm 60 today.
Yeah, well, there's not many people older than what you are, but you know, they, even though they're gone, you still have to consider those help along the way.
Rob, using the Paul material here, which I appreciate.
Rob, don't compare me to Paul, please. I will hang this phone up right now.
Did, if I may, did you have to learn that sort of magnanimous approach to fans? And, you know, because sometimes I'm sure it can be frustrating, but was that something that came naturally to you, or did you maybe have a mentor or somebody you looked up to in this way?
Nah, you know what? I grew up in a town that only had 1,200 people, and when you knew everybody, and you didn't want to tick anybody off, or you didn't want to be friends with, because there was only a few people there. So, no, I think it's this way my family was all the time. My family had a business, a fine machinery business, and growing up and just watching how my mom and dad treated people when they came into our place. And I think it was just, you know, kind of the way everybody was. And it just kind of instilled you. But there was guys like, you know, when I first got here, Mike Ramsey, Mike Foligno, all those kind of guys that really took the time, pulled you aside, and, you know, gave you a hint on how to deal with different situations and deal with people too, because they have gone through it in a totally different way. So yeah, I think you're crazy if you don't learn from people that have gone through it. And, you know, I respect the heck out of those guys. So I was more than willing to sit back and take in everything they were going to offer.
Well, I'll say that I also have admired that about you from the 716 days. And even while being the way you are, having fun to, you know, poke fun at certain fans like that Rangers guy.
Except for that time when that Ranger guy wanted to really fight
you. Yes. Some people just deserve it.
Sometimes
if you're going to put yourself out there like that, sometimes you just have to expect it. And you better have thick enough skin to take it. That's the problem now. Too many don't have thick enough skin to take it.
And that's where you come in. Rob Ray on the Wester Hotline. So are you, I'm feeling maybe not, but are you sort of like glued to social media today tracking signings?
No. No, you know what? By the time the season's over, I just had enough, and I just kind of walk away for a few months, and then I'll start looking at it later on. Like even, you know, going down to see the kids at Dev Camp and that, whatever. You know, I'll see those guys in a few years, and right now I just, hey, it's family time. It's my time. I served my sentence all winter, and now it's time for myself.
Works.
I can get behind that. Yeah. Well, what do you think of the idea that Byram is like the last piece? I mean, I assume you are following it closely enough to know that the Sabres have been efforting to trade this player, and that they have, I think, a pretty significant hole to replace because of the Paterka move. I like the players they got in the Paterka trade, but I think they need to turn Byram into something to help supplement what they lost in Paterka's offense. What do you think of that?
Well, Bowen Byram is, he's a heck of a player, and everybody knows it out there. So what if you are going to move him, you're going to get a really nice return for it, and you should be able to fill the holes that you have by doing that. If you don't trade him, then who cares? He's fantastic. You sign him and let him continue to play, and your D got even better. But you know what? It's a game. You don't do it all at once. It's one leads to another, you know, you let Sam go today and, you know, you save a couple $1 million, you can use that towards something else. I think the whole plan is all the time with anybody, it's the little ones adding up to make that bigger one that, you know, it just doesn't always come at once. It may take some time.
How about sort of like the youth at this point on the Sabres, yeah. Rob? It's been a young team for a long time. You had Kulik emerge this year. I think maybe we wanted to be hopeful, and still can be, that like there'll be a Rochester influx coming, but I don't know, it hasn't really manifested yet. And you hear Kevin Adams talking a lot about like pushing this year. I think, you know, re-signing the guys they did late in the season in Zucker and Greenway was, you know, a move toward that. So there's got to be some urgency here, I would think, at this point.
No, yeah, but there's a key of signing those guys because they're well-respected in the room and in different ways and with different groups. You know, not one guy influences a whole group, so you have to have different style of players, different personalities to influence, you know, the different players you have in your team. I think that's a smart move on their part. They're so well respected that, you know, they become those leadership roles, and even if they don't know it, they're in it. that it's smart. And I think the young guys you have, yeah, we have a young team, but they've been through an awful lot, man. They've had highs, lows, you know. So these guys are maturing so much quicker than guys and getting the opportunity to play faster than guys on other teams, maybe even better teams, because, A, they're not playing as much, they don't play as big a role. There's a lot of factors that go into it. And I think that hopefully the young guys that are here are taking all that in, and it speeds that process up a little bit.
Sabres have signed goalie Alex Lyon today and also winger Justin Danforth, who spent 4 years with Columbus, 31 goals in four seasons. Goalie is interesting right now, Rob.
Yeah.
With this move with Lyon, not for big money, but somebody who's been in the league a long time. Seems right to me that they would have wanted to add a veteran goalie. He comes in for Reimer, I guess. But what do you think they should do or will want to do with their other goalies, namely Luukkonen and Levi? Is it a sign that maybe Levi is still maybe destined for Rochester, or should they want to move somebody? What do you like here?
You know, that it does open that door if they did decide to move somebody, but I think you got to have that third guy, even that fourth guy that maybe in your mind is that is always pushing the other guys too. They got to get better. They get pushed. If they get comfortable, then they're not improving the same. You know, Lyon's been around. He's been around a lot of different places. You've got to keep Luukkonen and Levi playing as much as possible, whether it's here, there. You know, I don't think you have one here play a majority of the games. The other guy sitting on the bench, I don't know if that's good for them. I think as much as they can play, it's going to be better off for them. A guy like Lyon's coming in as kind of the outsider. He could be that guy that, you know, just sort of plays the minimum and allow these other two guys to battle it out. So whether it's here or in Roch, but it's a position you got to play. It's not a position you can get better in practice. Yeah, you work on fundamentals in practice and all that, but it's totally different in the game. So whomever and both of those guys, I would say they're at the top of your priority list, that you've got to play them and have them play as much as they can in either place. And you can't have them sitting for long periods of time and not thinking that, oh, you're just being a third goalie here and, you know, you're going to play sparingly and you all of a sudden you get three guys even in practice. You don't get the same net time. You don't get the same work time. It's tough. So whatever Lyons is here all year as a backup role and you know, Levi up and down, or the two of them are here and Lyons down there, they got to play, and especially Levi and Luukkonen.
Well, I definitely agree, and it took them a while here. I mean, it's wild to think about how it started for Levi showing up at the end of that season right out of college and goes right in and plays, and then that the new season comes around, and he's opening night, and like, here we go, and that lasted like four games or something, or I don't even know. But now they're letting him cook, and I think that's good.
I think it is, too. I think you look at all the good teams in the past, those kids have, as you said, cooked in the minors and learned, and then, you know, they start coming up together. It's hard when one or two comes up at a time. You want, you know, two or three of them coming up and they're a part of it. But I just think with the goaltending thing, they mature at different times too. It's very similar to a D. Some guys are on a faster pace, some guys are on a different pace. But I think it's important too, having them here for periods of time, A, learning the league, learning the players, you know, being around the NHL side is much more inspiring, that if you do go back down, it keeps pushing. You know what you're missing to work to get back here, too.
I have a feeling I know the answer we'll get to this, but this is another off season here where harder to play against. Size certainly seems to be at a premium for them, with certainly some of the draft picks that were made on Friday and into Saturday, Rob. I say it's familiar because last year was a lot of this too. They kind of remade the third and fourth lines both, really. And now we're kind of doing that again to an extent. Would you say that is certainly called for? Is it the thing that might be what's holding them back the last few years, that they just don't have enough pushback and enough size and toughness to handle the heavier teams?
Well, I think they did a decent job last year filling in that third, fourth line, but I think the big thing they're trying to do now is stiffen up that defensive core a little bit. You know, Darlene Power, these guys, Byron, you know, they're not going to be your most physical guys out there, but you need somebody to carry that load. And I think by bringing in a couple of guys that they did, that it will help in the defensive zone. It'd be, you know, a little harder to play in front of the net, a little harder in the corners, all that kind of thing. And then it loosens up those guys as well. If everybody's the same kind of player, it's hard. But if you got, you know, a little bit of grit on each pairing, then it makes such a huge difference. It makes such a huge, it just takes the wear and tear away from, you know, Dolls and Powers and these guys where they can go play their game. So I like how they've put a little size and a little more, you know, bite back there on the back end, and I think that's going to help. It's huge.
Sabres announced the signing of Tyler Kozak to a three-year deal. Paul?
Yeah. Tyson Kozak.
Tyson Kozak, thanks. Paul liked I'm only saying that Paul liked him, Rob. I'm not starting a Paul thing, but Paul liked Kozak last
year.
That
was one of the few smart things Paul said. Yeah. I love it. This kid is smart out there, and it's not all about, you know, the points and all that. He's so sound defensively. He reads the play really well. He's a great skater. You know, to play the game, he plays the game the right way, and I think he can play with just about anybody out there in any situation. I like the kid. I think he brings an awful lot, and, you know, a lot of the times maybe offensive side, everybody looks and, oh, he doesn't score enough. He brings so much more to the game, you know, by playing the game right than most do.
Florida, Rob.
Yeah,
so
pretty good, eh?
That, I'm guessing that's a team. Bulldog was just gaga over this Panthers team, how they play. You?
Yeah, but I'm not worried about them next year.
Really?
Why? They're not
even going to sober up in time by the time the season starts next year. So it's going to be a challenge for them. I do the same thing. But, no, it's deep, man. It's deep. You know, and you know what I like now that they're all starting to stay there, take less and stay. And, you know, that's what you got to kind of build. These guys want to be a part of it. And it's not always the money. It's the majority of it's the winning and being in that atmosphere and around that. Listen to anybody and talk to guys around that organization, how tight these guys are. They spend a ton of time together. So it's a pretty cool place to be right now. It obviously changes in time, but it's so deep. They're so physical and hard to play against and in your face the whole time. They got great goaltending. It's offensively, they got guys that can fill the net. Yeah, it's a pretty nice group.
So best for the Sabres if they can play their three or four games against Florida right away.
Get them early.
Right away.
Florida early in the season.
Right.
Get them early.
That really turned pretty quickly. You know, I mean, it's, you know, hard to maybe think back on because there are three straight Stanley Cup finals here now. But it wasn't that long ago, Rob, you'd turn a game on. You worked games there where you'd look at the crowd and think, like, how is this sustainable? There's just nobody here. I mean, it's just a terrible market.
I remember being in Florida one night I'm being in Florida one night, and RJ turning to me, he goes, don't talk too loud because we're going to echo through the whole building. Yeah. Because there was nobody there. There was 5,000 people or 8,000 people, whatever it was. And it just goes to show you that the product on the...
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
The temperature's rising outside, but you can stay cool and comfortable inside with Blinds.com. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Save up to 50%, plus get a free professional measure. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents.
As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
The ice fills the building, and that's exactly what's happened there. And now it's a going concern. And now they think they're, you know, the greatest thing in the world. And, you know, it's tough, but it's just the way it is.
Speaking of the broadcast, before you go, Rob, we've all known Joe Pinter a long time. Sorry to read about his departure from the team.
Yep. No, Joe, good guy. I'll tell you what, the little bit I do know about this business, I learned from Joe. And he was such a great guy to work with and good friend. And you know what? It's pro sports, man, and everybody has shelf life, and everybody knows that going into it. And hey, Joe is a good enough guy, knows enough people, smart enough guy. He'll be doing something, and I think he's just happy to try something different.
Producer on the Sabres broadcast for a long time. Since they were on Empire, that's how I met Joe.
Right.
He was working in that role when I was over there.
Long time. Yeah, long time. He's in 35 years or so there.
37, I
More.
Read. Yeah, 37? Right. Yeah, 37. With the organization, not all in the same role that he had here, but I know he had that role for a good long time, for sure.
Yeah.
So what's the rest of the summer here? You got lacrosse, you got baseball. Well, is the kid playing hockey?
A little hockey here. Yeah. A little hockey still. Kid's starting to get into the beer league, sciene a little bit. So got to go to Chicago here next month for a camp.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to Italy in August. Family time.
Italy for hockey or a vacation?
No, vacation.
Okay, I just want to make sure.
They don't play hockey in Italy, do they?
I mean, they're hosting the Olympics.
They've had the Olympics in China.
A lot of places.
It's good, a lot
good
of
point.
Places.
They play hockey everywhere now, right?
If you got a speeding ticket in Italy, would you pay it?
Probably not.
Bulldog is still sitting on a speeding ticket from Spain last year. You know, he's just sort of waiting.
You're planning on going back?
That's the thing. I feel like as long as I don't go to Spain, I think I might be okay.
Yeah, I think you're good. You're good.
He's worried about like adjacent countries. He's been thinking about Andorra recently.
At your age now, you should be staying put. You don't want to travel too far from home.
There it is. Hey, Rob, thanks a lot for this. Nice to talk to you again, and I'll see you around the Monsignor Martin lacrosse circles,
sir.
I'm sure.
Okay. Yeah, and maybe next time we'll let you win.
that'd be great.
Wow.
Okay.
All right. Thank
I'll
you,
work
Rob.
On that.
Good to
All
talk
right,
to you, Rob. Appreciate
Happy
the
birthday,
time.
Doug.
Thank you, buddy.
Have
really
a good
appreciate
one, man.
It.
See ya.
Right.
Yeah. Rob Ray on the Western Hotline. Yeah. You know, Joe's Canisius stuff.
Yeah. It's,
you know, you see Rob, he's one of the other team's parents. You can't really even talk to him. It's just like that.
And he's going to hit you with a, we'll let you win next time.
Yeah.
Ugh, tough.
You know, the rivalry is fierce.
Yeah.
So, Danforth happened while we were talking with Rob. 5'8", winger, 32. And he's, you know, been a role player by the numbers, it seems, for Columbus. But,
right, yeah.
Maybe you know, Lafferty? Right?
Lafferty kind of replacement? Sure, I guess. I didn't know that I needed a Lafferty replacement, but this is what this probably looks like.
And Kozak was in the organization already.
Yeah, yeah.
Was, you know.
Yeah, he was tendered the RFA, yesterday. and they went ahead and just did a multi-year deal rather than let him play on that. And the year one of that is like two-way, so if he's in Rochester, it's a much lesser salary, but years two and three are not. And it's totally realistic to me at some point here, whenever the Krebs thing runs its full course here, if that's when his contract runs out or whatever it is, this guy is, I think, a ready-made fourth-line center.
Kozak.
Yeah.
Very good. We'll take a break. Keep everybody posted on any additional news here. Byram, not yet traded, but there's been some speculation about that happening today over the course of the day. For now, we don't know of a move. Mike Schoep and the Bulldog back after the update. This is WGR.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
The temperature's rising outside, but you can stay cool and comfortable inside with Blinds.com. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Save up to 50%, plus get a free professional measure. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.